Well, that justification does have at least one merit. It's very easily tested. It takes a minute to test it. You simply have to ask, what was the U.S.-British reaction when Saddam Hussein carried out the ultimate horror, that is, used chemical weapons against his own people? He certainly did, no doubt that he's a monster. And he certainly used, carried out this act of, he's a vengeful despot who has used chemical weapons against his own people. That's undoubtedly true, namely in 1988, when he carried out a major, several times, gassing campaign against Kurds. He also used nerve gas and chemical weapons and other chemical weapons and so on in the war against Iran that was just finishing up at that time. In fact, the use of increased till the end. So it happened, and there is a reaction on the part of the United States and Britain and the Western Globe, and everybody else is talking about it, and you can see what that reaction is. It's on the record. You know. Well, the reaction was that the United States and Britain increased their support for their favorite monster. They'd been supporting him avidly right through his worst crimes, and after the gassing, they increased the support. It's not, you know, it's not a secret. You can easily discover it. So how did they increase the support? Well, in some interesting ways. The U.S. had been providing Iraq with all kinds of aid, but particularly at that point, they increased, the Reagan and later Bush administrations increased the subsidized food aid. Subsidized means, you know, you guys are paying for it. Subsidized agricultural exports to Iraq. Now, why did, you know, Iraq is an agricultural producer, had been a country which one of the few countries in the region which was actually an efficient producer of food and even exporters. What did it need agricultural exports for? Well, that was actually connected with the gassing of the Kurds. I mean, Saddam Hussein, the vengeful despot, was destroying agricultural areas and the people who lived in them. So therefore, there was actually a food shortage. And therefore, we had come to the rescue to help out with this project of gassing Kurds in the north. And we did by increasing the subsidized agricultural exports to Iraq, essentially for that reason. At that time, this continued. So during the invasion of Panama, George Bush took off a moment to announce that we were going to increase the, this is December 1989, a year later, we're going to increase the credits to Iraq to allow them to purchase from U.S. agricultural and other producers. It wasn't just agricultural. I don't think this was reported in the press, nor, as far as I could discover, was it reported that one senator, Senator Inouye from Hawaii, thought this was kind of surprising and asked for clarification. And he was given an official clarification by the State Department, which again, I don't think was reported. He was told official government policy that we were going to increase our support for our favorite vengeful despot and mass murderer. They didn't say that. But we were going to increase the support to Saddam Hussein, that's the Globe, because, here it is, it would increase U.S. exports and put the United States in a better position to deal with Iraq on human rights issues. Well, there didn't have to be any laughter because it wasn't reported. But at that time, let's forget the small thing about increasing U.S. exports, meaning increasing the profits for agribusiness and the high technology industry and so on. At that time, the line was we are in a better position to deal with Iraqi human rights issues if we subsidize the monster. A year later, it turned out that we were in a better position to deal with human rights issues if we starve the Iraqi people into submission. Somehow you're not supposed to notice that the line changed for some reason. But whatever reason it changed for clearly had nothing to do with the ultimate horror, the using of chemical weapons against his own people, because that had already happened, and it just led us to increase the support. Okay, so that's put that in the back of our minds. In fact,